Israel's Deputy Attorney General Gilad Noem directly attacked South Africa, which opened its genocide case against Israel late last year. Noem said South Africa was making a mockery of the crime of genocide.
Calling something a genocide again and again does not make it genocide. Repeating a lie does not make it true.
Noem pushed back against South Africa's latest court filing that Israel's military assault in Rafah threatens the very survival of Palestinians in Gaza. More than 1.5 million Palestinians had fled to Rafah for safety following earlier Israeli attacks in northern and central Gaza. Now that Israel has launched a major assault in Rafah, an estimated 650,000 Palestinians who'd been sheltering there have been forced to flee again. Noem called South Africa's genocide case against Israel outrageous, vile, libelous, repugnant, venomous, and distorted.
South Africa warns this court that, I quote, "If Rafah falls, so too does Gaza." Once again, however, the reality is exactly the opposite. Only by bringing down Hamas's military stronghold in Rafah will Palestinians be liberated from the clenched grip of a murderous terrorist regime, and the road to peace and prosperity may finally be paved.
Noem also accused South Africa of trying to protect what he called its ally, Hamas.
"It has a clear ulterior motive when it asks you to order Israel to stay away from Rafah and to withdraw all its troops from Gaza. It does so in order to obtain military advantage for its ally, Hamas."
The head of the United Nations World Food Program warned last week that northern Gaza has entered full-blown famine. Scarcity of food, water, shelter, and medical care afflict Palestinians throughout Gaza. But Israel's other legal representative, Tamar Kaplan-Turgeman, told the International Court of Justice that Israel is flooding Gaza with humanitarian aid.
"It is not difficult to see that Israel has been making extensive efforts over the recent months, together with various international partners, to increase the provision of humanitarian assistance throughout the Gaza Strip."
Kaplan-Turgeman's closing remarks were interrupted by a spectator, leading to the live feed of the court hearing being quickly shut off.
"The State of Israel requests the court to reject the request for the modification and indication of provisional measures submitted by the Republic of South Africa."
Liars! Liars!
The spectator was ejected. One of the justices asked Israel to provide written information by tomorrow about existing humanitarian conditions, including food, shelter, and water in its designated humanitarian zones, particularly at Al-Mawasi. Israel has told Palestinians who were sheltering in Rafah to evacuate to Al-Mawasi, even though it's a barren area of sand dunes with little infrastructure. The presiding judge said the International Court of Justice will rule on South Africa's request for a ceasefire and other measures soon. Although the court does not have a way to enforce its orders, such a ruling would be an important legal victory for Palestinians and another signal of the increasing international isolation of Israel and the U.S., Israel's major backer. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.